flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Mike Gallo joins us now. And Captain Mike, what about the fishing this week? I'm saying maybe you got out a day or two because it was cold.
Well, Don, I actually made it out on Monday ahead of all the serious cold that we had on Tuesday and Wednesday, and did fairly well. We were testing some new lures for pure fishing, trying to see the durability of the lures. We fished some drains in the intercoastal waterway, and we ended up catching, we probably caught about 15 redfish. Only 10 of them were keepers. We had several bass, I forget, 5 or 6, and we had 2 freshwater catfish. We fished from, we left my place right there by Salt Bayou at about 9:30 in the morning, and we fished until about 3. A little light drizzle started to develop around us, and we decided we did not want to be wet. So we headed in with actually more fish than I expected. One little drain had the majority of those redfish. We sat there for probably 45 minutes, and like I said, weeded through a bunch of small ones. Even the ones that we kept were just 16 to 17 inches.
So if you would have been fishing under the new regs, what would have you come away with?
Oh, none.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, they would have all gone back.
What is your general observation about the redfish situation? Are they troubled? Is it a temporary thing? And do we need to put in more restrictive regulations?
That's an interesting question, Don. I seem to be the only one that feels all the hurricanes and tropical depressions that we had in 2021 is the culprit. Because we were missing one class of fish, and, you know, obviously that class starts out as a 16-inch fish, and next year it would be bigger, and it would be bigger. And finally, that class of fish is 3 years away, and we're starting to see a fresh class of fish reach harvestable size. So I sort of think if the wildlife and fisheries takes 4 years to do something like they did with speckled trout, I think the problem's going to solve itself. Although I do have a lot of faith in the wildlife and fisheries. If you remember back in the early 80s when redfish got so much pressure due to the craze of black and redfish, wildlife and fisheries stepped in, put regulations in place, gave the redfish game fish status, and they made a really good comeback. So I'm sort of on the fence, and I'd rather, you know, be cautious and still have fish to catch than not do something and it continue to get worse.
Yeah, a situation I don't think we want to find ourselves in is after a year, 2 years of these more tighter restrictions, all of a sudden we get a plethora of redfish showing up, much like what happened with red snapper, where it was very, you know, the evidence was out there, you know, the empirical evidence that there was plenty of fish and we could go back. As long as this new regulation has both a sunset clause, an end date, and also one that is flexible to where if we see there's changes and we recognize that we can go back to the more liberal limits. That's the main thing I'm concerned with, and I think most people are. Mike, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and look at your calendar for dates, I know we got a trip coming up with you. That's going to be a lot of fun. How can they get you besides looking on my website where we've got a direct link to yours?
Very simple. My website is aaofla.com or the reliable telephone, which is 985-781-7811.
All right, we got it. Stay warm, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All righty, Captain Mike Gallo.